So agenda paper four for this meeting, the work in progress paper, as ever, it just sets out the topics that you're not discussing at this meeting. What that paper highlights are three topics where we've published tentative agendas. Come back to you for comment at a future meeting. We're certainly planning to bring the player transfer payments, analysis of comment letters to the June meeting, and obviously we will also aim to bring the other two, if possible, to you in June, noting that the comment period for those will end in the middle of May. Just two other things I was going to update you on briefly. Was to let you know about progress the board has made on two topics that you've spent quite some time providing recommendations to the board on. The first is the project on IS21, proposing to do a narrow scope amendment to IS21 on the lack of exchangeability when a currency's exchangeability is lacking. The board discussed that at its April meeting and really made very good progress sort of making all decisions on that, you know, other than sort of transition, etc., at that meeting. So that project is really moving forward and very much in line with the recommendations you gave the board. Also in April, I'll let you know that the board agreed with your recommendation to take on a narrow scope project in relation to IFRS 16 and sale and leaseback transactions with variable payments. So the board agreed that it would propose a narrow scope amendment to IFRS 16 to address the subsequent measurement of the lease liability that arises from a sale and leaseback transaction. So that was it from my side. I don't know if anybody has any questions or comments on that.
No, doesn't look like it. So thank you for that, Petrina. So with that, I think that draws to a close the April Interpretations Committee meeting. So thank you very much. We got through it. Not always easy, but we got there. So thank you very much.